The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Darlene Brower. This young lady started Ace Cleaning Solutions May 2016 in Lubbock, Texas. They serve residential cleaning, residential employees with their cleaning services. Seems pretty straightforward. Did I miss anything, Darlene?
No, you got it.
All right, beautiful. So we are recording this 2022. You started, 6 years ago. Any feedback, how you got into this thing? Any words to the wise before we kind of get started with the coaching?
Well, the reason I got started was because I was actually just tired of working for other people and I wanted to have full control and, but on top of that, be able to spend more time with my family. I've got, a pretty large family, so being home with them, you know, sending them off to school and being able to be home with them, greeting them when they got home from school was like a huge deal for me. And so, starting Ace Cleaning Solutions definitely, provided me that.
So when you say large family, how many kids do we have?
We have six kids.
Six kids all at home?
One of them, she's off in the Navy now. She's been in the Navy now for like 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then we had one that just moved out of the house, in December.
So down to four?
But you know, it's been a little rough on mama, but I'll survive.
This makes me a terrible person, but I'm thinking how hilarious / awesome it would be if Darlene got a surprise pregnancy. Is like, and we've got number seven.
That's not nice. No. We're done. We're definitely done.
And for those of you on the podcast that can't see, at least the background of Darlene's area is very clean for a lady with six kids and four at home. So we don't, that'll be a different podcast of how you pull that off. All right. Well, holy heck. If you've got four kids at home and a full-time business, time is it a premium for you? So how can I help you? What's going on in your world right now? How can I make your life better?
Well, so getting going in 2016, everything was great. Had a few contractors. My husband and myself both still cleaned in the business, but we did have a few contractors. And that was going well, you know, lose some, get some, you know, as far as in the way of employees. I feel like this is everybody's story. Fast forward a few years, the whole pandemic thing, so things slowed down. And then now, you know, thank goodness, things are picking up. We're back to, you know, fairly back to normal. And I'm ready to really start hiring again. And that's been our biggest issue. I feel like I've been doing everything that I should be in terms of, you know, posting and trying to, you know, find the right people. And it's just, I don't know if I'm fishing in the wrong ponds, but the quality of applicants have just not been that great. And I don't know. I've tried a few things and now I'm just feeling like, okay, it's definitely something that I'm doing wrong. And so I could really use the help in that area. any kind of help would be grateful right now because I'm just not finding the kind of applicants.
So man, I wish, for all of you, this is what I love about podcasts. Y'all can go back and check me. But the really interesting thing about what Darlene said and how she said it over the last 60 seconds is hopefully you can hear her going back and forth between disempowered statements and ownership statements. So, and you can go back and rewind and listen to this. Rewind, I'm such an old guy. You can just, I don't know what it's called nowadays, but go back in the episode and kind of listen to the replay. But you said things like, I think I'm doing everything right, which is an encouraging statement. We're like, I'm okay. I'm doing okay. Mm-hmm. But really look at it, which is discouraging because if you're doing everything right, embedded in that statement is there's nothing I can do. This is an impossible situation. Then the way I'm picking, the reason I'm picking on all this, by the way, is when we want to hire, it's certainly a tactical issue in terms of having the right systems and process to attract the right people, but it's much more beliefs issue first and foremost, and the tactical stuff won't work till the beliefs do. So we'll talk about both. If the belief is I'm doing everything right, there's really not much to change. And some of the things you're saying are very passive, like I'm not getting very good employees, or nobody seems to want to do this, or the pandemic happened. So those are all kind of external, embedded in with this is a situation I'm in, and I don't really have any agency to make it any different, if that makes sense. So there's kind of healthy and unhealthy statements and questions. An unhealthy statement is I'm doing everything right, but I can't hire. If that's the truth, that means we might as well quit, or you're just going to clean forever. Because if you're doing everything right and you still can't hire, this is an impossible situation. However, if you say I'm working really hard and I see other people that seem to hire with ease, so obviously the things I'm doing aren't getting me the result I want. I just need to do different things and I'll get a different result. Both kind of true, just some helpful and some not helpful. Just the ownership of keeping your mind on the result. So a lot of times when people say no one wants to work, or I'm getting all the quality of applicants is bad, these are kind of global statements that are not the truth. What may be the truth is it's frustrating how few people want to work, or how few people look at work the way I look at. That can be the truth, or many of the applicants I'm getting aren't any good. Or if you get two applicants and they're both bad, I guess in that case, you could say all of the applicants are bad. But a better statement to your, and this is all to yourself, by the way, not to the world, Darlene, I'm not trying to pick on you, but this internal dialogue that we all have, if we interview two people and go, everybody interview sucks and nobody wants to work. Well, I guess if your sample size is two, that's super possible. But, embedded in that is everybody, as opposed to the truth, or a more specific statement would be the two people I interviewed, or six or 12 or one, didn't seem to be a fit at this time. So yeah, that's much less of a global statement is nobody wants to work. Well, if nobody wants to work, right, really tough job. If the 3.5 people I interviewed weren't a good fit at this time, see how that opens up the possibilities to a million other things that can be more effective. So, yeah. Okay. So the first thing is we've got to internalize. So first we kind of got to step back and go, is this something I can do and want to do? And if it is, we're going to eliminate all of their statements. So if we're like, yeah, this is Lubbock, Texas, there's tens of thousands of people, maybe only at this point in time, if I could talk to every single human being, maybe there's only 316 that would be a good fit. Well, God bless it. I need two. So like, obviously the numbers are pretty dang good in that we're okay. So if, and when we get to the belief of, and if we don't have that belief, nobody wants to work, then just shut her down, right? Like it doesn't matter if I tell you exactly what to do or how to do it, to what end, right? If the belief, if the overriding belief is I suck, nobody wants to work with me, nobody wants to work at all, I'm doing everything perfectly, there's no need to change, everything should be different. If we're just kind of fighting with our fist against the world, not only is it frustrating, we might as well just quit, right? Because the world's going to win. Any questions or comments on that before we kind of talk about more what to do?
No, I'm following you.
Okay. Cool. So that said, the next thing we've got to do is just make sure our numbers are right. So you can, the way that we coach, you might have to hire or get anywhere from between, depending on how good your hiring funnel is, anywhere from 40 to 100 applicants. 100 is probably too much, but at the very most 100 applicants to get one good hire that sticks. So if we've got, and if you just do some common sense math, if you have three applicants, three people that applied for your job, what is the likelihood one of those persons, A, is a good fit, B, is going to decide he's a good, A, you want to hire them, B, they want to get hired, and C, they're actually going to work out. I don't know, 10, 20% maybe. We could talk about it, but it's well under 100%, right? Like
yes,
as high as 50%, I would be shocked, but it's could be as low as 10%, but it's call it 20, 30% that they're going to want to the job. You're going to want to hire them. They're actually going to do the job and stick with three people. You put that up to 30, now it's like, well, shoot, that might be 80%. You put it up to 100, unless you're like talking to homeless people that are hooked on drugs, like you're nearly at 100%. If you get 100 people, the likelihood that you're going to get one good person is 100. So if we look at it as I got 26 applicants last month and quote unquote, they all suck. What that really means is I probably didn't have a system to make sure I talked to all of them and sorted all of them and really got to know what's going on with all of them first. Second, they probably all didn't suck. And third, if they did suck, well, either I probably just need more applicants. kind of look at the wrong problems to solve, right? We talk to three people and two of them go, I need 40 hours a week. So that we make this global problem that doesn't exist. If everybody wants 40 hours a week and I don't have 40 hours a week, or one goes, I live 20 minutes away, this job's too far. Or one gets hired and then after 2 days quits. So we kind of extrapolate this data because a small data set does something we don't like and go, and then we make global statements, right? Like same with in our relationships, right? If my wife snaps at me for something and I go, man, that really hurt my feelings, I'd appreciate it if you'd be nicer, I might have a shot. If I go, you always snap at me, well, that's an insane statement. It's not helpful, even if it's true. And be a if that's the case, I guess I'm like, well, I guess I either get a divorce or just live with a crazy person. Or I could just go, sometimes you respond to me in a way that makes me unhappy. Can we talk about how to not do that? And that's, see how that's a super solvable problem, but you always snap at me. I don't know what to do. Like, she's like, well, that's not the truth. Cause I don't, it's just, it's such an insane statement. So we globalize, nobody wants to work. Everybody's bad. Or, you know, we get one or two legitimate, it's too far. They start in a day and quit. They smoke. They don't have a car. We start no one has a car. No one wants to drive. We start modifying our entire process to meet one crazy person who wasn't a fit in the first place. Right.
Right.
Okay. So long story short, and then I'll kind of get some of your feedback, is first, we've got to be very careful about the questions that we ask ourselves. Why does no one want to work? Why do people no call, no show? What's going to happen if my clients get pissed off? What? And we start, because reality's, the future is just, you can make your guess, I can make my guess, but you know, until we act on something, nothing's going to happen. But if you just ask a bunch of questions about how badly things can go and how, what's the worst outcome, that's more likely to seed in yourself. If I go, what happens if I never had to clean again and I could pay all of my family's bills for the rest of my life? Holy heck. Now all of a sudden, if you're like, well, you need to get 300 applicants over the next 5 months to make that happen. But hold on, to be clear, I get all my bills paid for the rest of my life and I never have to clean again. All of a sudden that seems like a big, I can do that. Whereas the question we ask ourselves is, what if it takes 500 applicants or 300 applicants or whatever to hire one person and then they quit? Well, that's such a disempowering question. You see what I'm saying? Like, neither of those are the truth, not the truth. Like, they could be depending on how you act and what you believe, but neither of them are the truth that's inalterable. So when we start asking ourselves scary questions, we're really future pacing scary outcomes. And then I'm like, all right, Darlene, everybody's going to quit. They're probably going to steal something. You're going to get a bunch of bad reviews. Your clients are going to hate you. You'll probably go broke. Your kids will leave you and you'll get cancer. Now go get to hiring. Like, you're just gonna be like, I don't want any part of that. If I go, Darlene, you just work hard for the next 2-3 months, you can be out of cleaning forever and effectively be retired. Now go get to work. You see how both of those are just constructs I made up, but one is going to be wildly effective at making you go, I don't want to leave my bed, never mind hire somebody. The other one makes you go, holy crap, that's it. I'm in, let's do it. So first part is beliefs. Once you've got the beliefs and asking yourself questions that are effective and playing out scenarios that are helpful, then obviously you just need a system and a process to make sure that you've got enough applicants and you have a systematized way to go through them, which isn't backbreaking. So you're like, oh, I got 100 applicants, it's gonna take me forever and I don't want to chase, blah, 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 blah. All right. That's kind of the big the big simple answer. That said, questions, comments, rude remarks?
No, it sounds like I just need to maybe change my attitude about it. Well, change my attitude about it and maybe just increase my odds by maybe just posting in several different places instead of like some of those tired old places that I've been posting and obviously not getting the results that I would like to get. So,
So let me give one piece of feedback on that and then we'll wrap it up. So when you say improve my attitude, sure, I suppose, but that's got a little judgment embedded, right?
If you told
one of your kids, hey, you need to improve your attitude. Is his or her response going to be, thanks, mom, my attitude was poor. I'm going to get right on that. You're a genius. Or is your attitude
like a true mom, I guess, right? Yeah,
you're probably going to get they won't say it, but they might think, screw you, old lady. My attitude's just fine.
Yeah.
However, if you told one of your kids, and by the way, we give so much more grace to our kids. So I like using that story because you can see how it would make sense and how Darlene would treat her daughters who she loves or her sons who she loves. But when it comes to how she treats Darlene, like, screw that chick, I'm going to beat the snot out of her. If you perhaps instead saw one of your children telling themselves a story that was going to hurt them and make them miserable and not be helpful. If you said, hey, baby, you might have a better success. You might have a better experience in this if you picked a different story. You see how that's completely non-judgmental. And that person's like, Yeah, I don't have any emotional weirdness around. You tell me how to change my attitude. I'm going to try and be mature, but in my mind, I'm like, who do you think you are? You change your mind, you know.
That's true.
But if you said, hey, that story is not going to help you, here's a story that might be effective.
Okay.
How am I going to get angry at that? Right. Maybe I'll take your story, maybe I won't, but it's hard for me to be like, screw you, old lady. So, just Cleaning Nation, you can play along at home. What story have you been telling yourself, Darlene? And what story do you think would be a little more effective?
I've been telling myself that it's funny because after a while you start thinking like, gosh, I feel like I'm doing everything right. And then it turns into like, it must just be me. Maybe I'm just not somebody wants to work for, you know, you start kind of turning inwards on yourself. And
hold on, let me sum up what you're saying. 'Cause it's really good. Old story for Darlene. I'm doing everything right. Because I'm doing everything right, no one wants to work. It must be me. No one wants to work with me. I would say pretty ineffective story, right?
Very ineffective.
Not only in terms of knowing that's going to bring people, you're not going to get anyone to work from you. The experience of that probably sucks. It's not like you feel great, but you're not getting the results you want. You feel like garbage and you're not getting the results you want.
Yes. Yeah. It's extremely discouraging, and so much so that it's just like, since 2022, I haven't even tried to hire any at all this year because it's just been,
So y'all hear what she just said? That's really important. I'm going to put words in your mouth, and if I misspeak for you, Darlene, correct me. But what I heard Darlene said, we're recording this middle of April, 2022. So for 4.5 months or three and whatever we're at, her belief of this is so hard, I don't want to do it, has kept her from even trying. So that story has made it be like, because it's so hard, I'm not even going to try. And if I told you, change your attitude, Darlene, unlikely you're going to go, absolutely, attitude sucks, fixed and fixed, let's get this hiring party started. You're probably going to take that counseling in your mind, if not verbally. Okay, so that story has gotten you to not even try. Perfect example of nothing's changed in your life, just the story you've been telling you. And by the way, with that story, you're not crazy. Of course, no. If no one wants to work with me, why would I spend all this time and money hiring people that don't want to work for me? That's only an insane person would do that. So as opposed to like most people beat themselves, you be better, Darlene, work harder, do something different, I guess. But why would you, if your belief is no one wants to work for you because you got this stink on you that everyone sees but you, what crazy person would even try and hire? Nobody. So as opposed to trying to beat yourself up for your actions, which are perfectly in line with your story, what's the story that would, it's going to elicit a better action, a better experience for you?
It would be that, you know, Ace Cleaning Solutions, myself, I'm a great person. I'm friendly. I'm fair. And people would love to work with me. And I just got to find them.
You see how different, I mean, so great. For those of you watching the podcast, feel free to check out the YouTube video. You can literally see her physiology of this down, like her shoulders, her mouth, her, everything was down and like, ugh. And then as soon as she started telling, literally out loud, telling herself the story, she's got a beautiful smile, shoulders are up and back. She's kind of, I can physically see you opening up, Darlene. And look at her eyes. She's like, yes. And just with that, and is the fact that something's wrong with you, no one wants to work with you, the truth? No, it's not even honestly, it's completely made up. Because people have worked for you before, have they not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So obviously that's just, it's not even close to the truth. It's complete fabrication. Now the truth of I'm a great lady and I'm fair. Is it true that you're nice?
Yes.
I've had a really good experience. I would work with you. Is it true that you're fair?
Absolutely.
Okay. So not only, and sometimes, most of the time, much of the time, we're dealing with two stories that are equally ungrounded in truth. It's just, you know what I'm saying? They're neither true or false. It's just the one we choose to pursue. You're actually in an even easier situation. You told yourself a bald-faced lie. Nobody wants to work for me, but they did. Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess some people want to work for me at some point. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the actual truth that happened in history. And then you told yourself another lie of, and then you said the other truth that's super effective that you had rejected up until now, you are a nice person. I think I'm guessing if you ask 100 people, hey, do you think I'm a nice person? You get 90 plus yeses. You know if you're fair. And if you know that you're fair, so the truth that you chose to adopt wasn't even the truth. And the truth that you were ignoring was, I'm a nice person. I'm super fair. People want to work for me. I'm just going to find them. Like, when you put it like that, you're like, this is easy. All right. That said, you feel like you have what you need to get this party started?
Yeah. It's funny how just hearing that makes it seem pretty simple, actually.
Even better, just saying it. I'm repeating what you said. Just saying it. But I saw your change happened when Darlene said it. Mike can talk all day, it's worthless. When Darlene says it, Darlene listened to that. So it was great. And I encourage you, Darlene, go back and watch the video of yourself, your physicality when you were telling the truth that you had adopted and just how that felt on you physically. Mm-hmm. And then the physicality of, and by the way, not just go, how would I like to feel? Obviously it's going to be the second one. Go say I was wanting to pick someone to work for. Would I want to work for the old, the previous crumpled up Darlene? Or
no, that looks pretty pathetic. Yeah.
And not, see, again, you don't have to make wrong. It's pretty pathetic. There's no need for that. Would you tell your kid that? Like if you saw them learning, you'd be like, good job, baby. Look at you. You're this whole new person. You're so attractive. People want to be with that. And you'd encourage that. You wouldn't be like, you pathetic son of a gun. How dare you? This is insane. So Cleaning Nation, including Darlene, we don't have to make wrong, right? We can just go, I was telling myself a story that didn't work. It didn't help me get where I want to go. It didn't help the team members that are dying to be on my team come. And I felt like crap. It's not pathetic. It's not anything. It's just the way I acted and got me the results I got. Mm-hmm. I'm going to act this new way and I think we'll get different results. See how neither's wrong. We're not judging or anything. We're just going, I tried that. I didn't like how it sorted. I'm going to try it this new way. We'll give that a spin. See how that feels. See, we got to just be okay. And the crazy thing is, Darlene, I don't think you're a judgmental person. I think when it comes to other humans, you're super mercy, grace, forgiving, love. But when it comes to Darlene, I don't think there's any of that mercy. You're like, screw that chick. She needs to be, someone needs to settle her hash and I'm the lady to do it. All right. Cleaning Nation, thanks. Right. I was going to let you slide. I'm just saying it. You don't even have to agree or whatever. Just throw it out in the universe. Cleaning Nation. By the way, I know the sound has been bad on this one. My apologies. We'll try and do what we can in post. With such a great interview. And Darlene did so great. We're probably going to run it. So if you're used to a little bit of sound quality, my apologies. If you're like, well, I stuck with you, but I'd like more on how to do this, go to growingcleaningcompany.com. I don't think there's anything for sale there, but there's 700 podcasts. We've got a free on-demand training that's fantastic. Growingcleancompany.com. Check it out now. See you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share it with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.